put out into deep water. The words of Jesus to Peter from this morning's gospel, the words of Jesus to us, put out into deep water. It seems that on an ever-increasing basis, most of our lives are spent in rapidly flowing, swift, shallow water. For more and more, much of our time seems to be spent multitasking, struggling to deal with the ever-increasingly instantaneous nature of American life, struggling to deal with the rapid response mentality that has become the norm, the expectation, so much of it driven by our technology, so much of it that overwhelms us and can forcibly knock us off our feet, so to speak. We wonder why we are becoming an ever increasingly anxious, frustrated, impatient, angry, and in some cases, violent people. Look no further than our smartphones and all of our highly developed, all of our highly worshipped technology, which has done nothing other than to intensify the flow of our human life. Just how and when do we find the time to slow down, calm ourselves, quiet our hearts, minds, and souls in order to put out into deep water so that we can thoughtfully and thoroughly reflect on the character of our lives, reflect on the consequences of our decisions, reflect on the consequences of our words and actions. As the flow of life increasingly intensifies, when do we find the time to disconnect, slow down, lower the emotions, take a deep breath, and simply rest, relax, and refresh ourselves? As we get up and go, 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 rushing here and there, texting, tweeting, promoting ourselves on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever the means, all the latest data found at our fingertips, scheduling ourselves, many of us, to the point of exhaustion, wearing our busyness like badges of honor, do we ever stop? Do we ever take the time to consider just how acquainted we're becoming with running here, there, and everywhere, permitting our technology to dictate to us, the pace of life that it demands? We're becoming so addicted to sensory overload and rapidity that stopping, resting, and simply enjoying the quiet, the solitude, has become difficult, challenging, and inconvenient for many of us. God rested on the seventh day. We shop, work on chores, cram for classes, run our children to youth sports competitions, or try to fit a whole week's worth of recreation into one day. And further complicating our efforts to put out into deep water is the fact that we live in shallow times. Our times are headline times, Twitter, X times, where it is thought that at the most 280 characters is all that we need express ourselves, our thoughts, our concerns, our feelings, and, of course, our opinions. Of course, expressing our feelings and opinions has become just another daily distraction. How consumed have we become with ensuring that our opinions are heard, that our feelings are soothed, that our desires are attended to? How much time and energy are we expending on creating images of ourselves? Creating images of ourselves that so often don't reflect our true selves. In fact, how many of us don't know the truth of who we are? How many of us don't like who we've become? Which is exactly why all of us, no matter our state in life, have the need to put out into deep water, as Jesus tells us. For as the saying goes, still waters run deep. Still waters run deep. Human nature, your nature, my nature, our nature, our dignified human nature runs deep. For we were not created by technology. We were created by God to live God-like lives. We were not created in order to live robotic lives, lives whose fruitfulness is measured solely in terms of production. Human life was not intended to be sterile, mechanical, and solely functional. No, we were created by God in order to jump wholeheartedly into and embrace the gift of human life, the beauty, the joy, the laughter of human life, the messiness, the vulnerability, the pain, the sorrow, and sadness of human life. The good, the awesomeness that is human life. We were created by God to reflect God, to reflect God in the way that we think, the way that we act, speak, the way that we relate to God, the way that we relate to each other, and the way that we relate to our very selves. We were created by God to ask, seek, knock, find, embrace, and live the truth of who we are, who I am in my very self, the truth about what it means to be a man, the truth of what it means to be a woman, the truth that saturates creation, the truth that is God. And of course, we were created by God to love, to will the good, to will the value and worth for ourselves as we truly are, to will the good, to will the value and worth for each other as each of us truly is, to will the good, to will the value and worth for creation, and most of all, and especially to will the good, to will the value and worth of God. What a privilege. We have been gifted with the power to love God, to will the good, to will value and worth of God. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be nearly impossible to do so if we don't take the time to push all the noise, all the distraction, all the busyness, much of it self-inflicted, But if we don't take the time to push that stuff away. So I have a suggestion this morning. How about considering giving up some of your busyness and putting out into deep water just one night a week? Power off the laptop. God forbid if we can do this, but silence the smartphone. Turn off the TV or the radio. Resist those temptations of distractedness and busyness. Find a comfortable spot in your home, in your dorm, on campus, wherever. Gather as a family or with friends. Snuggle up with your spouse. Or simply appreciate the gift of solitude. Pull out the Bible, the beautifully written Catechism of the Catholic Church, the lives of the saints or their writings, and read, reflect, discuss, discover the still waters of your heart, mind, and soul.